bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks.
You know what we should do for your podcast?
What?
Just go through all your stuff and ask the people if we should get rid of it or keep it.
No. All right. Welcome in, everyone. Leanne's yelling at me in the background saying, you know what you should do for your podcast is go through your room and get rid of all your stuff and ask the people of the podcast, should you keep it or get rid of it?
Okay, I'll do it.
That's why there was, Leanne, I don't need you chiming in. That's why there was a little delay there on the start of the podcast. And by start of the podcast, I don't mean Thursday to Saturday. I just mean right now. Hey, Leanne ruined my beginning. I was going to sing some Hail to the Victors. I'm wearing my Michigan jersey today. It is game day. It's, were you saying woo or like, did something fall?
That was a hiccup.
Oh, it was a hiccup. All right, well, we're going to say it was a woo. Yeah, it is game day. The rivalry renewed. Michigan, Notre Dame, 6:30, well, 6:30 Central Time? Yeah, 6:30 Central Time on NBC. I'm so excited. I think Leanne's excited too. She's so excited. She's not on the podcast because she can't contain her excitement. You know, it's going to sound like an excuse, and it kind of is, but I mean, life gets busy. Life gets hectic, and that's okay. That's why we're delayed on the podcast, but it was going to bother me if I said, well, I guess there's no Thursday podcast this week, so we have to wait until next week. So you're getting a Saturday edition of the Thursday podcast, but you know what? That's okay. Leanne said it yesterday. I'm saying it today. You still got to give the people what they want and what they listen for. You know, I was going to record this on Wednesday night. Again, things got hectic. Working at a university and working in res life, it got very busy very quickly preparing for the building. We have students on campus now, a second round of move-in tomorrow. And it's I don't want to say it's downhill from there, but what do you say, though? I mean, it's there's going
to
be...
What?
No, I'm not saying it's downhill. I'm not saying it's downhill.
Yeah.
I'm just saying now we have the craziness again of yet another school year at hand. A lot of people back on campus. It's just going to be a lot different pace from what I've been used to the past 3 months of summer.
Yeah, it's going downhill from here.
No, I never said it was going downhill. Leanne, if you're going to chime in, either come sit over here and chime in and make your snide remarks, or... don't make them at all. All right. I've also been really bad about getting stuff up on YouTube. Everything is up to date on YouTube. I just need to get the videos up on YouTube now. So the last three podcasts that includes this one still need to be uploaded with the video. They're going to get up there. They're going to get up there. It's going to work itself out. And so I just wanted to talk, I was going to talk about calm before the storm. You know, what I'm going to talk about actually ties into everything I've talked about already. You're like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Trent's just rambling. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. But it also ties into this week's topic of life gets hectic. And really, you need to appreciate the small moments in life. There are going to be things that happen, things that come up, but I think it's okay. It's part of life. It's part of this circle and this equation. But you need to be able to appreciate the small things, no matter how small they may be. For me, one of the small things, even though I've been very busy, is being able to spend time with my wife, who graciously came to visit and to see me. And she understands that I'm busy, but... when we're able to find the time, we're able to appreciate the time that we're able to spend together. And so whatever it may be for you, you know, I it's no secret. I'm a man of religion, a man of faith. And every morning when I wake up, when I pray, I thank God for giving me another day here on earth and waking up. And I think that's another thing that we take for granted sometime is that if you're not awake, you're, well, you know, so you got to appreciate the small things, whether it's just having another day here on Earth or the next breath you take, or that you have a roof over your head and you have food, that you have a way to listen to this podcast. I think that's just the thing to keep in mind for this week is, and I would challenge you as you go throughout the week to think about what it is that you usually take for granted and to appreciate those things that you don't normally think about. Don't appreciate the things you take for granted, of course. This week, twice I was without water. We have, as you've heard from previous podcasts, there's construction going on outside, so they've had water shutoffs a couple of days while they've been out working and everything. And even that's something you take for granted. I had posted on Facebook the other day on my personal page that... Are you done? What are you doing over there? All right. I had posted on my personal page how you don't realize how much you need water for or what you really use water for until you don't have water to use anymore. And that was just another one of those things that I thought, man, it's great that we have access to water and that we have water to use, usually whenever we want. And here's my last bit of advice for you. I did scribble something else down. I can't read that. Oh, yes, I can. Don't take on others' problems as your own. I'm not saying that you can't be empathetic. But recognize that you have your own life to live. They have their own life to live. You're more than welcome to help them out and to show empathy. But don't feel like you always have to be the problem solver. I think that in a way that can sometimes add more stress or anxiety than what it's worth. And you need to remember that you need to always take care of yourself. In order to be the best person you can be, if you're not taking care of yourself or you're not in the best state, then you can't really help someone else be in the best state or take care of themselves as well. So make sure you're taking care of yourself. Again, appreciate the small moments in life. I really don't have much for you this week. That's really it. And you're probably thinking, wow, that's really lame. But you know what? Short, sweet, simple. You're not going to hear me ramble for 10 more minutes or anything or babble.
Why don't we go
maybe you will. We're not going through my stuff on a podcast.
Why?
Because.
I think people would really enjoy it, though.
No, I don't think they would. All right, give me an example of something that we would go through.
How about this backpack that's broken?
All right, the backpack's not broken. It has sentimental value. The backpack has sentimental value. It was chewed up by Piper, our old dog that we unfortunately had to put down. It was chewed up by Piper, so it has sentimental value. And that means something to me.
Yeah, to a hoarder.
No, not a hoarder. You're not getting rid of it. Leanne, when she came here, she told me she had plans. And Leanne really doesn't know many people in the area. So I kept saying, what plans, what plans, what plans? And the answer I kept getting back was, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. And it finally hit me. She didn't really have plans to go out anywhere. Her plan was to go through my stuff and get rid of things she didn't feel like I need. So she's starting that process, and we'll see how far she gets. All right, that means that I got to go supervise what she's doing to make sure she doesn't get rid of anything she shouldn't get rid of. Have a great week. We'll see what next week holds in store. I'm going to aim for a Thursday podcast. Ta-ta for now.